Well, good morning, Audio Boom. It's Adrian at Turbo Stream. So we're back in the cemetery. Quite a nice early spring day. It's a bit a little bit chilly. It's got hazy sunshine. And we had a bank of fog come over in the night. So that's has subsided. So we're doing my usual cemetery bimble. Trying to catch a bit of the spring bird song. The workers across the way over there on the left. Some kind of machinery. I suppose these are a kind of morning thoughts. Piece of audio, aren't they, really? My interpretation of a colgan. I don't really have much bird song in the garden. Too much traffic noise. I quite like coming around this cemetery. I've been coming into this cemetery since I was a small boy. So I pretty much know every square inch of it, more or less. I'm always interested in the stories behind the gravestones and who the people might be. All the families behind it and some of the people. I just like to capture the atmosphere. You often get foxes in the cemetery, the urban fox. So we're just behind the crematorium part. I think it's the garden of rest we're on now. So when my dad died, we never we did a proper gravestone, yes, but we haven't got a plot. And he died so suddenly, it was such a shock that we basically left the funeral directors to sort out the spreading of the ashes. And I never did find out where they scattered his ashes. No, he was never the kind of person to worry about stuff like that. He wasn't bothered. Probably suits him down to the ground. He was never one for going to visit graves. In fact, on Mother's Day, which just had, the cemetery almost packed out. Well, it's not packed out, but lots of people. Boy, we have a flower cellar on the one of the big junctions near the main entrance to the cemetery. And every Mother's Day and Father's Day and Easter and Christmas, basically you're kind of almost entrapped in the house. You can't get the car out because of the busy traffic and the people parking. quite a nice part of the cemetery, right down the bottom end. What away from the traffic. We've got a U hedge on my left hand side, so I'll just come around the left hand bend. So there was a recent exodus to Voicebow, which I've noticed quite a few people have started to repost back on Audio Boom, and there was a bit of discussion about sound quality. It's one thing that Audio Boom's got going for it. You do get good sound quality for those that are interested in such things. I did a test. I did make it public by mistake, so I've now made it to private. One of my audios from this part of the cemetery. The magpies directly above me. For me, when I do recording, it's important to capture the essence of where I am. I know audio blogging is about the content of the audio, but sometimes it's nice to share my surroundings. I know a lot of my visually impaired listeners appreciate the spatial quality of the Zoom. It took me ages to find it, so I couldn't remember how to put it. I haven't used it for so long. And now I've found it. So we're in an avenue of trees. I'm not sure what trees they are, but I guess they've been here a long time. There seems to be a nice echo around this cemetery as well. Sound seems to get reflected off things. So we've got a lot of activity over to the right. They're the same flock of birds that I captured last time. See how close we can get to them before they all fly away. Old Joe in the background. I say it just stops. things all got closer to the trident, it's just flying further down. I think I'm just following them around. So we'll make our way back to the path. So from the cemetery, on this what's going to hopefully be a nice day. Pity I've got to go to work later. It's Turbo Stream signing off. We'll catch you in the next audio book.